Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On 4th and 2, Nix to the sideline, intercepted! Jarian Jones with his second pick of the year. He wanted Pat Bryant. Instead, he got Jarian Jones.
Jones and Keefe here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI. Mego in for Keefe today. We'll get to the Red Sox coming up. They actually made a move for a bat. They still haven't signed anybody. But Red Sox make a move, which we'll get to here coming up about 15 minutes from now. On a Patriots Monday, we've been Pats heavy, of course, following their win yesterday, 28-24. Over the Ravens. You heard there the Jaguars, who maybe I certainly haven't given enough respect to, are able to beat the Denver Broncos. They're now 11-4, one win behind the Pats and Denver. Patriots cannot win a tiebreaker with the Broncos at the top of the AFC, but Broncos have the Chiefs and Chargers remaining. Pats just have the Jets and the Dolphins, so still a pretty good chance at the one seed for New England based on that come-from-behind victory last night. Looking over the rest of the playoff picture, Mego, I mentioned Jacksonville. They're now the 3 seed at 11-4. Pittsburgh wins again. They're 9-6. They haven't quite wrapped up the division yet, but they're right on the cusp of it. If they beat Cleveland this weekend, they will. They are sitting there at 9-6 as the 4 seed. Chargers won again. They're 11-4. Bills held off the Browns. Wasn't pretty, but they did. 11-4. Texans, similar win over the Raiders. Not pretty, but they win again. They're 10-5. That's most likely your AFC playoff picture. Colts are outside looking in. They play tonight. Ravens have an outside chance at getting the 4 seed if they can catch Pittsburgh. But that's it. Rest of the AFC is eliminated. Chiefs are out. Dolphins out. Bengals, Jets, Titans, Browns, Raiders. Looking over those playoff teams, Mego, who do you want to face? Who do you want to avoid? What's an ideal path for the Patriots? Let's start with who you'd want to face in the AFC playoff picture.
I definitely want to face the Steelers, because even before you really knew who you were as a team, I thought they did a pretty good job handling them. It was just the stupid 5 turnovers that, of course, you're going to lose a game that way. I don't think they would play it the same way this time around. Like, I think that's one of those situations where if those teams those teams meet 5 times, I think 4 out of 5 times the Patriots beat them. And that 1/5 time was with the 5 turnovers. So that's like the clear one that I definitely want.
And that, by the way, if you get the 1 seed, that's pretty conceivable. You could get Pittsburgh in your first playoff game, like divisional round coming to Foxborough. If all the seeding holds right now, say, you know, the Pats get the bye, the Broncos win their game on wild card weekend, the Jags win their game, you get the lowest seed left. That would be Pittsburgh. And that could be your first playoff matchup if you get the 1 seed.
The 2 that I absolutely do not want are, I think, pretty obvious. Bills and Texans. Now, CJ Stroud, not good yesterday. I know you've been on quite a journey with CJ, so I'm curious what your opinion is of him right now. Maybe not just off the recency bias, but this season. The Bills are clear cut. I think you can hang with the Bills. You obviously beat the Bills in Sunday Night Football. It's just the Josh Allen factor that he... in my book, he is the best quarterback in the AFC. I know that people would put him neck and neck with Drake May in a lot of categories, but to me, it's Josh Allen. He's the reigning MVP. He just showed what he can do against you guys.
So, yeah, no one's saying the Patriots couldn't beat Buffalo. They already have beaten Buffalo, and they had him on the ropes last time out. They're
just
up 21-0.
See him.
Right. Exactly. Now I got to pick who I want to face and who I don't want
to
face.
I would like somebody else to knock them out.
I'm not.
That's the kind of team they are.
Exactly. I'm not telling you you can't beat Buffalo, and neither are you. You can beat them. You already have. But do I want to face them? I don't. I'd agree with you on the Texans. To answer you on Stroud, like, I think he's fine. I don't think he's great. He's not what I thought he was going to be coming off his rookie year. But the reason I wouldn't want to face Houston, and again, I would pick the Patriots in a game against Houston, wild card weekend, divisional round, whatever. I would pick them in that game, but that's going to be a war, and that's a nightmare. And you had trouble with the Baltimore pass rush last night. Or I say trouble. I mean, May got the crap kicked out of him. I guess he didn't have that much trouble with
pass
it.
Pass rush is how it's pronounced.
What did I say?
Pass rush. No, I'm saying
that's what Collinsworth said last night.
Pass rush.
So you don't want to deal with that. You don't want to have to deal with that. It might take a chunk out of you on a deeper postseason run. So I agree on those teams. I would have really no problem facing the Chargers. I'd love to get the Chargers. They don't scare me one bit, although Herbert looked great yesterday. Everybody looks great against that Dallas D.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Defense. Jacksonville, to me, is moving up that list. I don't fear Trevor Lawrence.
That's the thing, is there's only one quarterback in the AFC that I fear right now, and it's Josh Allen. Like, anybody else I feel like can be solved. Josh Allen can't be solved. You can only try to contain him. Like that's how I feel about all these teams, and maybe that's dumbing it down and it's not fair, but that's where the confidence is. Like, you really look at Trevor Lawrence, you look at Bo Nix, you look at these guys who are having good seasons, but they're not the MVP. It's just the differentiation.
I think Jacksonville is probably still a team I'd have in the I'd rather face them than avoid them category. But you look, they've beaten Houston this year, or they split with Houston. They won a game there, they lost the other one. They won at San Francisco earlier this year. San Francisco's a good team. That was probably a MAC game without looking at it. So
that's
maybe
rude.
Maybe
rude
that's
assumption.
Less, maybe that's
fine.
Less impressive. They got smoked by the Rams when they played them. They lost to Seattle when they played them. But this win over Denver opens my eyes a little bit because they didn't have a ton of good wins. They handled the Chargers very easily when they played them earlier this year. I thought the Kansas City win when they got it was a really good win. Turns out that doesn't look as good in retrospect. So I think I'd still want to face the Jaguars. I got to put them in the I want to face them, I want to avoid them bucket. I think I'd still rather face them. But they're moving up that list. That's an impressive win. That's a hard win. Against a Denver Broncos team that hadn't lost in forever. You go into Denver, not an easy place to play. I think you have to look at the Jaguars in a different light, as long as they don't stub their toe these last couple of weeks. You trip up against the Colts or the Titans, that's the NFL, right? I mean, that happens constantly. So let's see if the Jaguars can avoid that. They seem to be peaking at the right time. They have won, 6 in a row and 7 out of 8. So they seem to be on to something. Do you buy in on Denver this year? Do you look at them as a force to be reckoned with, a team that knows how to execute in the clutch, or do you look at them as a team that's been kind of fortunate and lucky in some of these late game spots?
I was wondering at the first half of last night if you were going to be kind of the Denver of last year, this year, where it's like, oh, wow, this team is so ahead of schedule. This quarterback and coach have melded together so quickly. They're so well suited to each other. This is just a really good situation for the franchise. But then you ripped off the fourth quarter and I was like, oh, no, you're better than Denver was last year. All that to say, I think Denver is just a much more mature team than they were last year. And I think that that should make you afraid of them. I think you should be afraid of going to Denver. I think that they're just a little further along in the process.
I think you just said it. If you have to go to Denver, yeah. I don't want that. Denver and Foxborough?
Meh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is that like overly confident? I just don't think any of these teams are great.
And I thought Denver has a great defense. I mean, that's what I thought. I would put them up there with the Texans, and I would say they're that kind of defense that you want nothing to do with. And then Trevor Lawrence, who I don't think much of at all, shredded them yesterday. Him and Parker Washington, for God's sakes, shredded them yesterday. So, yeah, I have them a little bit on notice, and that was at Denver, by the way. I wouldn't want to have to go to Denver, and maybe that's just, you know, past worries and concerns and living in the Tom Brady years where they always struggled going there. It's a hard place to play. I'd want to avoid the road trip there, but Denver here wouldn't scare me all that much.
No, it wouldn't. I do think that they're one of the few teams left in the NFL, really in pro sports, that have a true home field advantage. Hey, if you've ever been out there and you've had the altitude stuff, like, it is real.
I'll tell you, the beers hit pretty heavy there. I can tell you that. Alcohol hits pretty heavy in Denver.
But you never got, like, the barfing from it?
No.
Oh. You never went out there and, like, skied and felt, like, kind of sick on the...
Went out there and skied? No, I haven't gone out. No, I just...
You're from Vermont. It's so odd to ask you if you skied.
I went out there and went to one wedding. That's the only time I've been to Denver.
I thought you were going to say, like, ski. Music festival.
No.
Like a fish head.
No, I went to a wedding in Denver, Bragg.
Sick Bragg, bro.
Many years ago. That's the only time I've been there, though. But no, the beers hit heavy. That's all I can speak to.
It truly affects you as an athlete. And look, it shouldn't be, like, this big of a talking point, but if they had to go out to Denver, it's definitely going to be a talking point for Drake. Like, how is he going to handle this? How's his body going to adjust? All that stuff that you think should not be a factor for professional athletes. We just have so little experience with a lot of guys on this team and predominantly the quarterback that, of course, I think that would be a concern and a talking point. You don't want to go there.
Yeah, so that one to me is location dependent. I fear Denver much less here. And according to ESPN FPI, you got the better odds on the one seed. Which was a big swing with that victory last night and the come-from-behind nature of it. 617-779-7937. More of your feedback here coming up on Jones and Keefe. We have Mego in today. We are brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. It's a Patriots Monday, heavy on the Pats all day long. Red Sox did make what I think is a significant trade. Perhaps you disagree. We'll get to the Red Sox perhaps getting their first baseman next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.